This is The Flyer, a Stranger Things fanfic written by Anne the Cat Detective and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Steve Harrington, Eddie Munson, with additional tags for Thanksgiving, fake pretend relationship, pre-relationship. Eddie Munson has a crush on Steve Harrington. Steve Harrington has a crush on Eddie Munson. Summary. Robin comes in with a flyer and a plan. The plan does not go accordingly, but Steve has a good time. Hey, check it out.
Check what out?
Steve picks up the flyer Robin had slapped down onto the counter. At first, he makes the entirely logical assumption that it's for music lessons or a battle of the bands or anything you would put a picture of a guitar flanked by lightning bolts on. Instead, it says, "Are you mad at your parents?" Which could still have something to do with learning to play incredibly loud music, or maybe letting some high school rock band use your garage to practice in. Is that what this is about? Does one of Robin's band friends need a garage to practice in? Steve's parents are never home, and his house has a truly unnecessary number of garages. He could clear one out. "Do your parents hate your boyfriend?" the flyer continues. Which is a departure. Robin doesn't have a boyfriend, for obvious reasons. Her parents keep asking leading questions about her and Steve, but they at least like him. "Want to make all your future decisions look good by comparison?" What is this? He squints, making it down to the smaller print. "Invite me to your Thanksgiving dinner with your parents, and I will pretend to be your dirtbag boyfriend. I am in a heavy metal band and have several tattoos, which I will proudly display at the dinner table." "Seriously, Robin, what is this?" Steve asks, loud enough for her to hear from the back room. "Are you reading it?" she calls back. "Yeah, and what the fuck? What kind of high schooler has several tattoos? That can't be legal." "I am a senior in my sixth year at Hawkins High." "Oh, okay, that explains things. Eddie Munson." "Weird venture, but it answers the tattoo question." "My uncle works on Thanksgiving, and I do not want to sit at home eating a TV dinner alone. What I get out of our arrangement is dinner. If I am kicked out before pie is served, I expect you to sneak a piece of pie out to my van, and I will go in peace. What you get out of our arrangement is your parents will hate me. They will hate me so much, they will beg you to go back to whatever guy they told you you couldn't date before. If your dad likes Ronald Reagan, I will fight him. Not physically. Serious applicants only. You must promise not to fall in love with me for real."
"So, why do you have this?"
"I thought I'd invite him to Thanksgiving," she shrugs, joining Steve at the counter.
"But you don't have a crappy boyfriend you want your parents to like."
"No, I want to tell them I'm gay." Another shrug, this one more anxious. "I figure if they think the alternative to me dating a girl is that I'll keep bringing home guys like Eddie Munson, maybe they'll be okay with it. Plus, I can promise not to fall in love with him for real." Steve snorts.
"You know what? Go for it. I would love to see that, whatever his whole obnoxious act is. Based on what I remember about him in school, it's gonna be quite the show."
Robin's Thanksgiving plan does not go the way she'd hoped. With the benefit of hindsight, Steve wonders if maybe they should have seen this coming. The Buckleys love Eddie Munson. He opens with a blistering political statement, which Robin's parents agree with wholeheartedly. Steve, hanging back, had done his best not to laugh at the way Munson had gone all deer in the headlights, having expected pushback rather than a hearty pat on the shoulder and a round of amens. Suddenly wrong-footed, he stumbled through saying he planned on making it with his music instead of going to college, and they'd just smiled and nodded and asked if music was what brought him and Robin together. Now at the table, Eddie rolls up his sleeves, putting two tattoos on display, and there's not a glare or disparaging comment to be found. Steve's not proud of how much he likes watching him squirm. It feels like someone he never wanted to be. It's not like he wants Eddie to suffer. It's just that he clearly had a script in his head for how this whole thing was supposed to go, and instead, everyone is being really nice to him. He helps himself to a glass of wine, in what is obviously a bid for someone to stop him. And not only do they not stop him, they don't even ask him if his parents let him drink at home or how old he is. And it's really obvious that he does not like wine. He brings out what is clearly his last-ditch, foolproof parent-upsetting move, and says he has no career prospects beside future rock star, but he sells pot to make ends meet for now. And Robin's dad buys an eighth of an ounce off him at the Thanksgiving table. Yeah, I'll grab that out of my van. Back in a sec. He nods, clearly rattled. Steve excuses himself, and instead of going to the bathroom, he follows Eddie outside. Not what you expected? Do they know? He whirls on Steve, desperate more than accusatory, pulling at his hair. Are they beating me at my own game? No, they're just like that. Her dad bought drugs from me, he hisses, all big wet eyes and imploring frown. He said, oh, what the heck, I'll take an eighth if you're carrying, son, and he pulled out his wallet. He called me son. I mean, yeah, but not like, welcome to the family, son. More like when an older guy thinks buddy would be weird, but he wants to show he's cool with you. Steve laughs. Are you the guy? Am I supposed to be making you look good? Oh, God, how do they like me and they don't think you're good enough to date their daughter? Look at you! Oh, no. No, like they... No, Robin and I are platonic. Capital P. No dating going on. It's, not like that. I mean, they would love that, but... No, I'm just here because my parents got stranded out of town through the weekend, and so they invited me. It sounds better when he puts it that way. Like they were, of course, hoping and trying to make it back to their son, and not like they haven't had a Thanksgiving since Steve was 13, which was the year his dad got up to take a business call halfway through dinner, and then another business call that was probably actually a personal call from his secretary after that. And Steve's mom drank like a bottle of wine and a half and said increasingly depressing things about the nature of adult relationships, while Steve's appetite continued to dwindle and he waited to be released. He wonders if maybe Eddie would get it, actually, because his flyer said his uncle worked and didn't mention his parents at all. Oh. Okay, cool. I mean, not cool, because I am not rendering the service promised, but... Cool. Glad I'm not ruining your shit, at least. He digs a baggie out of his van. Do you think they'd be a little upset if I spilled wine? Dude, I think if you looked like a sad puppy about it, they'd both knock their own glasses over to make you feel better. Steve laughs. You just don't want to drink it. I don't want to drink it. And I don't look like a sad puppy. Like the saddest fucking puppy, dude. Okay, well, if you came out here just to laugh at me, I would never laugh at a sad puppy. Dick. He laughs.
They go back in, where the Buckleys continue to be charmed by all of Eddie's most parent-alienating stories. He talks about heavy metal. He talks about Dungeons and Dragons. He calls himself a communist. He calls organized religion evil. He's clearly casting about through all of the things anyone has ever told him not to say in his life, and none of it is working. Eddie and Robin look increasingly desperate, and the Buckleys and Steve are just, yeah, charmed is the word. God, how did he not want to know him before this? Like, yeah, he's the school's weed guy, and he clearly decided early in life that bad attention was better than no attention and leaned super hard into it. But the thing is, so much about Eddie is, like, the stuff Steve loves about hanging with Robin, plus a bunch of stuff that reminds him of Dustin, plus just, Eddie had the guts to put up a flyer at school to get invited to literally anyone's family dinner, and the creativity to come up with a reason for someone to invite him, and he's trying so hard to commit to his end of the bargain in the face of relentless acceptance. And Steve just likes him. He wishes he'd bothered knowing him enough to like him before tonight. He spent all of senior year friendless, and he could have been hanging out with Eddie. Robin once told him all the dweebs secretly wished to be popular, even if they pretended to think it was bullshit. His word, not hers. But Eddie's not like that either. Eddie genuinely doesn't give two shits about the high school popularity system. Maybe because he is, like, kind of an adult? Or maybe he just never did. He doesn't have to, because he has actual friends who look up to him for reasons that are not bullshit. And, okay, since September, Steve has wished he could hate him a little, or he's been jealous of him, because Dustin is one of the people who thinks Eddie is, like, the coolest guy ever, but honestly, it's only taking one dinner to make Steve think, yeah, Eddie is the coolest guy ever. He still kind of likes watching him squirm, though. So how many tattoos do you have? Steve asks, when Eddie shoots him a desperate look. He knows there's another one on his arm. 5. Saving it for a 6th. He licks his lips, a little nervous, a little grateful. He removes his button-down shirt, right there at the table. Steve's a little disappointed that there's a band tee underneath it. Disappointed? Yeah, not sure where that came from. Not disappointed. Or surprised. No emotions about Eddie Munson's kind of shredded band tee with the sleeves torn off so he can show off the dragon on the back of his arm. And then the spider and the weird monster head on his chest. You probably shouldn't have bothered with the nice shirt. Steve chuckles softly. Really cool. Yeah? You think? He looks just as thrown by that as he'd been by Robin's parents being so welcoming. Yeah. Does it hurt? Nah. Well, yeah, I mean, it's good. It depends on where you get it and how long it takes. But it's all, you know, it's good. You know, tough. No, I got it. Steve smiles. I'm a pretty tough guy. I can take a lot of punishment. Yeah, I can see that. For a moment, he forgets that they're at a table with other people. Like, just for a brief moment, it's like nothing exists but Eddie Munson, with his big brown eyes, his giant, wet, sad puppy dog eyes, and the way his tongue wets his lips. And also, does Eddie Munson have really nice lips? And there's a hole in his shirt that Steve can see a hint of nipple through, and, oh shit, does he... Does he have a crush on Eddie Munson? Does Steve want to fuck Eddie Munson? This is a lot of revelation to have at Thanksgiving dinner with Robin's family. Probably got the next one on my other arm, but I don't know. I mean, eventually I'm getting one on the thigh. Eventually I'll be like fully inked. Illustrated man. He nods. Have him everywhere. Cool. Steve reaches over and takes the wine glass Eddie has been ignoring, knocking back a hefty swallow. It doesn't help. Cool, Eddie echoes, looking at him. Staring at him, because Steve just took his wine glass. Although, to be fair, it's not like Eddie wanted it. He'd been contemplating just knocking it over. Okay, and maybe it looks weird to everyone else. But if Steve had just filled the glass for himself, it wouldn't be solving Eddie's problem. And he just really wants to solve Eddie's problem. Or all of Eddie's problems. Why don't we clear the table? Start on those dishes. You guys relax, Robin says, tense. And Eddie startles. Yeah, let me help with that, he nods. Yeah, I got the big one, Steve volunteers, grabbing the platter with the remaining turkey carcass and roast vegetables. I'll got the leftovers put away for you.
Okay, this is not working, Robin groans,
once the three of them were in the kitchen together, door closed between them and her parents.
Why is this not working?
Well, you didn't tell me your parents hate Reagan and love weed, so I'm trying. Eddie shrugs helplessly and starts filling the sink with soapy water.
I took my shirt off at the table and they weren't even mad.
Yeah, why did you bother putting on a nice shirt? Dunno. I wasn't gonna, and then I just... I don't know.
Okay. Let's salvage this. If they like me, then they gotta love whoever you bring home for real. Unless he loves Reagan and hates pot.
I don't... There's not... I was gonna come out, she admits, hunching in on herself a little and twisting the dish towel between her hands as she waits for something to dry.
Oh, for real?
I thought if they hated my taste in men, they'd be more okay with me having taste in women?
Well, do you have good taste in women?
Yes, Robin smacks at him with a towel.
No, Steve grins.
Yes!
Two words. Tammy Thompson.
Okay, that was then. That was... You don't get to talk. Anyway, now they love you, and I'm never gonna be able to...
No, I can salvage this. I've got this, Eddie promises, eyes darting over to Steve. You're in on this? I mean, are you all in on the mission?
Yeah.
Cool.
He takes a deep breath.
I'll fix this for you, okay?
I'll believe it when I see it, she says. Thanks, Eddie.
Well, you don't have to thank me until it works. I mean, you treated me to a really good dinner.
Wait for the pie.
Don't worry. If you actually manage to get kicked out, I'll bring a slice out to your van, Steve promises. You like whipped cream?
What kind of question is that? Of course I do. It's like two of my favorite things.
He grins. Now it falls.
I can't believe I said that. That was stupid. Forget that.
No, I don't think I'm gonna.
Steve hands over the first dish he's emptied out into Tupperware.
Two of your favorite things, huh?
Shut up.
No, I'm learning so much about you tonight.
He leans in.
Let me die.
Steve pulls the whipped cream out of the fridge while he's putting the potatoes in.
He takes a deep breath, thinks about the party where Amy came on to him sophomore year, and goes for it. Hip leaned against the counter next to Eddie. He squirts a generous dollop onto his finger and pops it into his mouth. "You want some?" he asks, heart hammering. Robin is definitely staring at him, and he can't blame her. He never actually had the chance to come out to her. He's never examined himself that deeply before. But if there's one thing Steve can say he is good at, it's rolling with new shit. He's rolling with this. Eddie licks his lips, nods toward where he's mid-forearm deep in soapy water. I'm sort of busy. Oh, that's too bad. Steve grins and licks his lips. Guess you'll have to wait for it. Steve gets back to putting the food away, breaking down the turkey and bagging up the meat, then getting the bones broken up and bagged for the freezer for future soup stock. He feels like he just ran a marathon. But Eddie was into the flirting, too. With the food put away and the dinner dishes done, there's coffee and pie, and Eddie shifts nervously in his chair. "I can't do this anymore," he blurts out, before his own slice of pie can be set before him. "What? Your parents have been so nice, and I wish, and I thought maybe with you I could..." He sucks in a couple rapid breaths. If Steve didn't know that Eddie and Robin had both been drama kids, he thinks he'd be fooled. "Robin, I'm gay." "What?" "And I really do like you, and I feel so bad, because your family is so nice, and I tried. I thought I could make it work. I thought if it was you, I could be normal. And I just can't do it anymore. I can't lie to your parents."
"What?" Robin repeats.
It's brilliant, really. They might ask him to leave because he broke up with their daughter at Thanksgiving dinner. But the way they handle the gay thing is going to tell Robin a lot about whether or not she can come out. "I'm super gay, and I have a thing for your friend, Steve," he adds, looking over to Steve. And to the whipped cream canister in Steve's hand. "I mean, I'd have to ask Robin how she felt about anything happening between us." Steve nods, glancing over to Robin, over to her parents. They're taking the melodrama like champs. There's no yelling or anything. Just the two of them carefully watching Robin and waiting to take their cues from her. To let her handle her own problems, if that's what she wants. To let her decide how upset they should be. "Oh," Robin's mom sighs, nodding. "Of course. Steve, that's why you and Robin never dated."
"Yeah. Yep. Yes, because I like boys."
"Oh, honey." She leans over and pats his hand. Though he thinks it's probably mostly because she's next to him and not Robin. He's the only person at the table she can really comfort over this whole charade. Although, Steve does like boys, he guesses. At this point, there's no pretending he doesn't.
"That's good," Robin says at last, shaking her head.
"That's good," her dad whispers.
"Thank you for telling me," she tries. "And I release you with a happy heart to get with Steve?"
Honey, you are really handling this with a lot of maturity and kindness. Her dad squeezes her hand. Your mother and I are so proud of you, but I want you to remember, you should let yourself feel your feelings.
My feelings are good.
She glances between them all, and then back over to Steve, with a little, help me, shrug.
You guys don't mind me liking boys?
Steve asks.
No, sweetheart, not at all. You're always welcome here.
I don't, Robin shouts. Like boys, I mean, girls. So, great, great. Eddie and I are breaking up because we are both gay and everyone is fine with it. Happy Thanksgiving. Is that pie?
Smooth,
Steve whispers.
So, I'm thankful for no one getting kicked out after all of that.
Hear, hear, Robin's dad nods.
Well, now we don't have to worry about teen pregnancy.
I can't believe that actually went well. She slumps a little in her seat.
I told you I would be a good guest.
Eddie gives her a little nudge.
Hey, even though we weren't right for each other, I will always treasure what we had together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so will I.
She laughs.
Thanks for being my gay boyfriend.
Thanks for being my gay girlfriend. Best breakup in the history of, like, ever.
Yeah. Staying for pie?
Please.
Say when. Steve starts adding whipped cream to Eddie's pie. Eddie does not say when.
If I stop being able to see pie, I'm cutting you off.
When?
He says,
giving Steve a look. It's a very promising look. If you're gonna be real strict about it, baby.
When they take the dishes in again after dessert, he sidles up to him, and Steve gets that marathon feeling again. Only this time, it's less of the heart pounding out of his chest and more of the triumph.
Hey, so, like, I'm hoping I haven't been reading this wrong, and you aren't just a surprisingly good actor, but if Robin says it's okay, you want to spend some time together?
You know I don't actually need to ask Robin's permission, right?
Steve smiles.
You doing anything tomorrow?
Eddie shakes his head, eyes wide.
You are now. Come on over.
Yeah? Your place? I know it. I've hung out in your yard at parties selling. I can... Yeah, tomorrow. Should I bring anything?
He winces a little.
Is that a weird question?
Well, I've already got whipped cream, so I'm not sure what else you'd bring,
Steve says.
He doesn't, but he has cream and he has sugar and he has an electric mixer, so how hard can it be? It won't do the fun squirting out of a can thing, that is a downside, but it might impress Eddie.
And if it doesn't, Steve's got other ideas.
Can't wait.
He grins.
The end.
Reader's notes.
Thank you, thank you, thank you to Anne the Cat Detective for having blanket permission to podfic. Thank you, the listener. If you are celebrating American Thanksgiving or Canadian Thanksgiving at a different time of year, or you just like the idea of that flyer that was the I think it was the Reddit post 100 years ago about I'll be your fake boyfriend at Thanksgiving, and you just love that concept, this is for you. I'm glad that we enjoyed it all together. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that if you are celebrating Thanksgiving, you and yours have a wonderful meal. If you're celebrating Friendsgiving, which is a very Stranger Things type of thing to do, I hope you and yours have a wonderful day. And, yeah,
warmth and family and closure and prosperity and all of those other good things that we want to bring that we are grateful for. Like Stranger Things fandom, because there are some really, really great people in this fandom. So yeah, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.